Agora, when everything appeared the apartment and was the government, it was moving, moving, all the time moving. And not unless you went onto a farm and you went and stayed on a farm, and then the farmer got in touch with the Aboriginal Affairs Department and the Native Affairs, and that they was employing you. And you were allowed to stay there then. But apart from that, you just moved, you know. When we stayed at Needlip, if we didn't have any food, well, Dad used to go down to Sparks. And you know, he did dingo trap, but mostly he used to snare kangaroos and shoot kangaroos and sell the skin. And we'd go and ring up to Pop Hassel and said that we were short of food, we needed flour, tea and sugar. And then Pop would come on a horse, you know, he'd have to start early, and he'd come to old Ed Nassel. He'd come there sometime, he'd bring a pack horse, and about 25 of flour, and then sugar and tea, and then nettle and milk, and sometimes he'd bring fat and tin and jam and whatever, and of course gingerbread biscuits. Lenny used to love the Nestle's milk. And then different times when we go down, if he needed any help down at the farm, he'd ring up and say, oh, Dad wanted back at that station, see? So we'd go back there, and it was heaven going back there, girl, because you went back. And then, you know, sometimes pitch a tent must be in on the side of the shed there, clean, nice and cleaned up, and the mattress going to be. No worry about bed, that's so much of time. And then you're going into the storeroom. Ah, oh, you're looking up there. There's tin fruit is packed, and preserved fruit is packed. There's dates, and there's dried figs, and then there's cans, and there's raisins, and there's nestled milk, and all the goodies, everything's all there, you know. And so to help yourself. And Lenny go and get his bag, and then he go fill up what he wants, you know, what he wants to eat, and then biscuits. And boy, lollies just packed, and they used to have them lollies. Oh, I don't know what you've seen them. They're black and white, they're striped. You ever seen them?
No.
Yeah, a jar full of those. And then there'd be tin fish, there'd be pilchards. There'd be herrings and tomatoes, sauce. Have the biggest feed out, and then you stay there for 2 or 3 days or whatever, a week or whatever. And then when you go back, cart full of stores and all the food going back there. And you go in there, and eggs, and more eggs. Chooks everywhere. And then one day we had a Hassel girl, they're married, one girl. He's like his first family grew up and he got married to this other woman. And boy, she's a lovely little girl. But she's a bit shy at first. And she said, come down here with me. She said, we'll catch some yogis. I'll catch some yogis. She's trying to catch them, but she used to be too slow. Biggest yogis out. And no time get half a bag of the yogis. And biggest feed of yogis, and then Joe Hassel come back. Was even way out at the mustering, you know, like they go out. I say, from the station, right around, they owned the property from the front gate there to the back gate way out there, that's 50 miles right around, you know. And that was a lot of country. And there were a lot of people working there, a lot of Noongars used to work there before. But I don't know, they sort of drifted away.